Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. The court is now in session. And you have no time to waste. I'm sure all of you have plenty of things to say. And this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it in alphabetical order. The Athenians, being the versatile folk that they are, we'll let them take the first shot, and we're going to go straight into it without any delay, without any preliminary. Oh, that's right, because you were one person down. It doesn't matter. We're not negotiating. I'm calling it.
Okay.
You're right. And you chose what? All right, so be it. All right. I think the Spartans are self-assured and confident and capable of doing this. So we'll open with Sparta. I'll act as scribe. And if I remember right, Lucas is our opener. The floor is yours, sir. Lucas.
That's me.
Okay? I'm sorry. I'm looking at Tom. Oh, boy. Okay, you caught me. That's what I get for getting overexcited. Okay, Lucas, you're up. Thank you for setting me straight. I'll act as scribe so we can see the points that you're making. All right, Lucas, if you please.
Okay, so people say that Sparta's full of just a bunch of barbaric warriors who don't know anything, and just all they know is how to do is fight. That is completely not true. Of course they have the strongest army in Greece, and this is because they teach all their kids right when they're born to become great soldiers right away. But also they have very good ethics in the town and with their allies. And this includes them having equal rights, well, not completely equal, but having very good rights for women, where they could have property and they inherit many things. Also, the Spartans were agriculturally based, and they created their own food, making them not have to rely on other cities for food. And they are also very faithful to their allies, which helped them gain a great navy, which added on to their great army on land. So with their allies, they were also able to defeat Athens in the Peloponnesian War, making them the stronger of the two.
Yeah.
Yes, Lucas.
All right. Anything further, sir? Anything further? All right.
What?
Olivia, what do we have for Athens?
What?
Late opening.
When you're ready.
Oh.
What is sublime about Athens? We're waiting.
Okay. So.
What is good about Athens?
They are superior to Sparta because of their government, navy, drama, literature, philosophy, science, medicine, sculpture, architecture, and the Olympics. Because Athens displayed the first, they had a great democratic government, and they had a council of 500, which was the goal, and an assembly of men from age 18 and up who composed the Ecclesia, and they made all of the decisions for the city-state. All government meetings were in public, which helped to get many free male citizens to contribute to making decisions for the entire state. And Athens is located by the sea, which is an easy access to trade routes, and it also helped with their great navy. And they also made lasting impacts in drama and literature and philosophy with Socrates. Yeah. And they also had the Olympics, which got everyone together competing for Olympics. And all these aspects make it superior to Sparta.
Okay. Okay, may we have a rebuttal from the Spartans, please? What is lacking on the Athenian side?
Hold on.
Mr. Gump?
Wait, now I ask some questions?
No.
No, you dispute.
It's not.
Now you say
you're
wrong.
Have you heard what they said?
Yes.
Show me how Athens is weak.
Well, 3/4 of your population are slaves.
Actually, that's not right.
Okay, what is
that? That will come up in the questioning period. Here's the rebuttal first. Remember what
you
said.
You
hear the whole statement first.
No, okay.
And
it's
then
not
had
it. Come on.
No interruption.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk.
Okay.
Wait.
Also, you weren't faithful to your allies, which is kind of why you got occupied by us. You treated your woman very bad. And, let's see here. Oh, you attacked Syracuse, which was foolish because then they allied Sparta and gave us a navy, and then we occupied you. And also, you're good in like the little stuff like science and medicine, but you can stay alive. So
yeah, in the long run,
fantastic.
Oh, and democracy was good, but you were corrupt.
And your wife
wanted money and all that.
No, like the women were slaves.
Yeah, so treat the women more slaves.
And the women, you guys don't treat the women very nice.
Father speaking.
And you treat your woman not.
What?
Yeah, culture means nothing if you can't keep your civilization alive. Let's see. You know, corrupt at times.
European.
I looked at the back. I just said, yes, I did. I can't even remember what I said. All right.
Is that it?
All right, go ahead.
Okay. May we have a rebuttal from Athens, please?
Oh, okay. Is this supposed to address their opening statement?
You can address anything you want to your advantage.
Okay. So Sparta seems to believe that because they have rights for women and loyalty to their allies, that this makes them less of a primitive, barbaric, culturally weak society.
Got it.
Which, let's see, the Athenian treatment of slaves and women is often brought up. I believe 1/4 of our population of slaves, but this seems rather hypocritical, especially when you look at the fact that Sparta's about 90% population of Helots can be arbitrarily slaughtered at will for no apparent reason. And I
go on.
This isn't a discussion about whose tactics in war are superior. Obviously, yes, Sparta did win the war. Their military is quite strong.
Excuse me. Spotting and questioning does not come up yet. I thought the Spartans were disciplined.
This discussion isn't about superior tactics in war, who won the Peloponnesian War. This is about superior society. This is about culture, whose contributions to the world, whose achievements are greater. And in that area, Athens is undoubtedly superior.
Is that it?
Before anybody starts with questions, if I may offer a teacherly observation. I have heard a lot of statements. I have heard a lot of people saying that. I'm struck by the lack of concrete evidence so far in this debate of either side showing the other how. Now, I trust you will bring up actual concrete evidence to back up your arguments as we go on. So far, I've heard bold statements, but let's get some meat on those bones, please. Okay? Spotters, any questions you want to ask of the other side? Any contradictions you
ask? Ask a really good question.
We just
Yeah.
What's the point of having a better society, better culture, if you can't even keep it alive?
Show me an example.
Yeah,
well,
that's the way.
All right.
Well, for example,
ours,
you got crushed by us, but go on.
But it doesn't matter because our culture has lasted throughout the ages, like democracy, philosophy.
Only because we
wait.
Okay,
everything.
We
yeah.
Our culture is alive. Our culture.
So is Sparta.
All right, you'll get your chance to say
life.
That, but
okay.
You've asked a question, give the Athenians a chance to answer.
Our philosophy, our democracy, our arts, our history have lasted even until today in all of Western civilization. And what is Sparta got lasting today? Some
well,
stupid movie called 300, and that's it.
That's actually not true at all.
It's not stupid.
It's really good.
Okay, a very good movie called 300.
Well, if it's not so much as what we invented, but what we perfected.
What
did you perfect?
Well, the phalanx formation, for one.
The
military tactics. They're pretty good, too, because that's why we beat you.
All right, so who uses,
yeah,
who uses them now?
Excuse me. Excuse me. May I ask a question? First of all,
yeah, well, you guys
first of all, first of all, as a matter of etiquette, why are you cutting in on each other without having heard each other's statements fully first? Can anybody answer that question?
Yeah.
No. You can. All right. As a matter of basic technique, you hear what the other side has to say from beginning to end, and then you respond. I would also like to see the participation spread out. Tyler is manfully carrying a lot of the burden. Fortunately, Garrett's beginning to pitch in, and Kristen seems to be feeling the itch to pitch in, too, which is good. The more we spread this out, the better. And hopefully Stephen's intent observation of the scene will lead him to say a couple of things as well. And I see the Athenians in general looking forward, and Ethan, in his typical way, waiting till 2/3 of the period, is gone to spring his trap. I used to do that when I was a kid in school. So, in any event, please remember to hear each other out fully and then respond. Athenians, what do you have to say? Taylor?
So you mentioned, you said, well, we were crushed and stuff, and then you said that medicine and all these things were small, but they're still practiced, and medicine saves lives. So I don't know how it's a small thing to save.
Well, are you saying
yeah.
because...
Well, has she finished?
Yeah.
She finished.
Okay.
Keep going.
No, it's okay.
All right.
What are you saying
also,
that they...
All right. All right.
Go right ahead.
All right. Tyler is ready to respond, but how about the rest of you, the spotters? How about you guys?
Sparta didn't like give mercy on Athens after they destroyed them. They would have nothing left.
Okay. Let's talk about. You said that Athens was free, united, all that. The Ecclesia, the assembly of free men, all of the age of 14. Four members of your debate team wouldn't have any say in anything ever.
Oh,
girl.
Oh,
women's
yeah.
rights.
Oh,
women's
well,
rights. So basically you'd be regarded as the same level as slaves.
Well,
yeah,
if you had done your... Sorry, may I speak?
Okay.
Are you finished? Okay. Well, if you had done your research, you would be aware that Spartan women did not have a role
yeah.
in government either because...
Yeah, but they did.
Let her finish. Let her finish. Let her finish.
Because the Spartan government was run by about three people, which is far...
You can have your say in a moment.
About three people.
Just
it was even room. More corrupt than Athenian democracy ever was. Athenian democracy compared to Spartan oligarchy was, you know, much superior, much less corrupt, and far more modern in every sense. Yes, I'm
every
finished.
Sense?
That's what she said. All right. All right. Now, somebody else besides Tyler, and I say this with all due respect to Tyler, because obviously Tyler is prepared to respond. What do you all have to say? Kristen, anything?
What did you say again?
Do you have anything to say in response to what Ashley just told you?
No, I heard it, but I forget.
All right, Brendan, you were about to respond.
You guys are saying that our government is bad, you guys, and then you're saying that your democracy is great, but it really wasn't a democracy when you have 3/4 of the people slaves and they can't vote. And you have the women who can't vote, so it leaves about 15% that can vote in your country.
All right. Now we're beginning to get some
evidence.
Yeah, all right. What's wrong with that statement? I haven't heard from Ethan or Amanda yet. Any responses? Anything?
Our population is 1/4.
So their data is inaccurate.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
There's
another
page.
So what?
And so
what?
May I present this piece of evidence to you written by Mr. Raby himself?
Now, admittedly, those numbers are under dispute by historians, but the point has been made that the Spartans are not necessarily accurate in their statistics. The problem between you two is that neither side is necessarily accurate. It's a murky area, but Amanda's point is well taken. Thank you. All right.
But still, like, you guys have 90% of your population.
Okay, but you are corrupt, though. Could you be quiet? Alright. Anyway. So, in the Delian League, which you guys formed yourself, then you tried to be, like, you tried to pretty much take it over, and you were a jerk to your allies, and then that kind of backfired on you.
What do you mean by jerk?
Well, you tried to take more of them. You cheated them, and you weren't very loyal to them.
Basically, we were very resourceful in getting
it. How?
Because
you know, you're pointing to the right things, but dig deeper.
But basically, we needed a way to get money, and embezzlement hadn't been.
Yeah.
Nobody had thought of it before.
Nobody had thought of stealing yet,
guys.
Let's call it something new.
This isn't an ethics debate, okay? This is a cultural superiority debate.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You
steal from your ally.
Okay, that theft is a aspect of superiority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
but
someone steals $1 million, does that make them better than someone who stole?
The thing is,
we
didn't build our government on this little embezzlement scheme. We built it on the democracy and
then why
philosophy.
Do you take
well, let him finish.
Democracy and philosophy and the arts.
And besides, we never said our democracy was perfectly untarnished and uncorrupt. Yes, we concede that there is some corruption in our government. We never said our government was perfect. We just said it was better than yours. Which
well, we weren't
true.
Corrupt at all because our law code was far better than yours.
Oh,
in
but
what
yeah,
ways?
Paper
contained.
We didn't
ways?
Even write down the law code.
Yeah. Okay, our men were pretty well trained, and there was little to no crime at all. So
you little to no crime. The only the thing is, what you
what?
Call what you
Athens
don't call crime, you made
rich,
you made
powerful.
You made
what?
You made
Garrett,
killing.
Let him finish, then you can respond.
What did
you made homicide legal, basically.
Yes,
yeah,
the reason you had no crime is because you didn't consider
crime amongst our citizens.
Homicide a crime.
All right, Garrett, what do you have to say?
I'm just saying that if Athens was ruled by the rich and the powerful, the majority of the population was not rich and powerful. Basically, the people living in Athens had no say in what happened to them at all.
They did.
You
can't
criticize
for
Sparta.
Sparta?
Yeah, even more for Sparta.
You can't criticize something that worked. The Athens fell apart. The country was overrun and destroyed.
But
much.
What governments do you see
so you're saying anything...
So besides, besides
it wasn't a democracy.
What corrupt
like
governments do you see?
Yours was
see
a pretty loose democracy.
So you're saying that the end justifies the means, and because your government could overrun another government, that any corruption, brutality, and all ethically wrong choices they made are all justified.
You just said it wasn't about ethics like 6 seconds ago.
Oh,
it's not ethics to make, right?
Well, that raises an interesting question. How does anybody in general, or how do you, individually or as groups in particular, define cultural superiority, and does cultural superiority have an ethical part to it? You've raised the issue. Now how are you going to deal with it?
I think
you
should have a group huddle.
Kristen, jump in.
This is for everybody.
Yeah, can we call
now,
them
that issue's
yeah,
on the table. You put it there.
I think,
Ethan,
if it's about ethics, then the Spartans could kill 90% of their population wherever they wanted. So that's not very ethical
and
at all.
Athens could enslave their population.
But
we treated our slaves much better than you treated your helots.
Okay, you treated your women like slaves, though.
Yes. It evens out.
Oh,
that's
actually,
not half
it
whoops.
How does that even out? We didn't slaughter them at random.
But you still treated them like slaves.
But
But you treated your
good,
mom
you didn't
like
kill
slaves.
Some of your
you
slaves.
Treated your
yeah.
slaves worse than slaves, worse than animals. You don't arbitrarily kill animals.
What is arbitrary?
What do you do for food?
I know.
Yeah, but you kill animals for a reason. You were so brutal, you killed them for no reason.
Okay, well, it helped public order a lot.
We killed them to help.
So you're killing 90% of your population.
Hmm? You just said ethics doesn't matter, Wayne. You said embezzlement is cool.
Well, you just said Wayne. No.
May I ask a couple of factual questions?
Yeah.
One leans towards the Athenians and one leans towards the Spartans. All right? Now, actually, it's one question and it cuts both ways, both for and against both sides. All right? Which is worse, to be bought and sold, which a slave was, bought and sold, like a chair or a book would be bought and sold, or never knowing whether you're going to be alive tomorrow? Which is worse? You started making these comparisons. All I'm trying to do is lay out some concrete problems here.
They were not owned.
They were considered farm equipment owned by the owner.
Yeah.
But they weren't bought. Like, you couldn't just, like...
They weren't owned,
split up
but
a
they
family.
Were considered
You wouldn't
farm
split up a family.
Yeah, you wouldn't split them up. You'd just kill them.
Because it proved public order.
That proves
your public
order
was fantastic.
So if you're splitting up families, they're going to kill themselves, too, because they're so...
You can't. That's a damn question. You can't prove that.
Yeah, you court us your people
and
slaves.
No, we just did.
I'd like to ask people both something very, very concrete. I'm going to ask this from the Athenians first, and I'm going to ask this from the Spartans. All right? What? You've already begun traveling down this road, but you need to travel down this road more, farther. Greater distance. And I'm looking at who, what, where, when, and why. The full range of particulars. All right? So, Athenians, in terms of who, what, where, when, and why, what qualities and achievements and events that can you point to concretely, specifically, precisely, that seal your argument that yours is the superior civilization? And then I'm going to turn over the same question to you, Spartans. What particulars can you point to? Name names, name events, name achievements. All right, let's get that shopping list out there, because while you've begun uncovering evidence, that's what we need. We need some more substance. So, Athenians, what in particular would you point to that proves your case? Particulars, please. I'll give you guys 3 minutes to pull your ideas together.
So they just moved.
Big deal.
Oh yeah.
They're sure.
Yeah. Well, your question.
Yeah. Just
question
put
question
down
like
what they're
stressing.
Obviously,
sure.
No.
They're superior intellectual and not really born as a civilization or anything that could get them both.
Okay.
And their navy isn't good enough for you to come on to land and attack them.
Sparta has the dominant land power and Athens for the sea, but Sparta has like sea allies.
Yeah, but Sparta was smart.
They
were
stupid.
Yes. And then also,
okay,
who's
the for us?
You can't base an economy around trade.
Who was their leader that became a trade?
No, but no, we're trying to
move
on our banner now.
We have
Leonidas.
Yeah,
our economy is more stable. They're basing their own trade and they're relying on other people.
What's the deal with what? Our military is awesome.
Yeah,
because
they say they kept their society under control.
Our slaves do.
Now, once I call for your answers, I'm going to have the Athenians state their whole case first, and I'm going to have you guys state your entire case with particulars after them, and then you can go after each other with your criticisms. And then we'll have to close.
We were strong in the tournament.
Yeah.
And voting rights? Yeah, no, because the idea is mostly aristocratic. Their government is something different.
We thought we had more than five.
No, what was it? Medicine. I think it was stupid medicine.
None of the medicine is used. None of the medicine is used is used for that.
Yeah, no. It's like put like a rat's head on the nose. Like it's great, but we don't do it with that.
They
didn't
even use that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to see what you guys have to say. Now, once again, here are the ground rules. The Athenians lay out their entire case, and the Spartans lay out their entire case. Then we have a few minutes of criticism from both sides, and then the closing statements. Athenians, what do you have to say for yourself?
We still have remnants here in modern day of what Athens culture was. Like philosophy, we have the class in our high school, and that's probably due to Athens and like their studies of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we didn't have a Helot uprising.
Yeah, they say their treatment of Helots was fine because they kept order in their society. No, it didn't keep order in society. They had a huge uprising. How's that order?
They speak, then you respond. Anything further? Anything else you can point to that would demonstrate the superiority of your civilization?
We also have democracy that obviously still shows today in our current government.
Although democracy, they said something like less than 15% of Athens controlled it. Well, less than 1% of Sparta's government controlled theirs, so ours is still superior.
Also, Helots were...
Right, for the way you treated the Helots, you made them wear hats of dog skin as well as sheep hides to make them like distinguished so they weren't considered equals, and it was to symbolize like a servile, like the Greek symbolism for like canine and like serviness to like make them seem like slaves.
And yes, we did have corruption in our government, but it's better. We had a council of 500 compared to your council of 5. So that obviously shows that it's superior.
So
it's a little bit of corruption, just better than having almost a monarchy.
And you say how more people have rights and stuff, and it says full rights only belong to the free upper class, and that's not
which
even
would be the 5% of men maybe.
Are you done?
So it didn't include women, Helots, and lower class men.
Oh, okay. So our cultural achievements, of which you have none, include the development of philosophy, the separation of the original separation of religion and magic from science and ethics and medicine, which are all still in practice today. Our culture did survive the war, and it's still alive today. While yours, although you did win a war, is not.
All right, Sparta,
okay.
How are you guys superior?
You keep coming back to your government and how it's so much better because it's united. Okay, we've talked about the corruption, which basically means that having a government that's corrupt and having a government that's not corrupt and works, though it's smaller. The 500-man council was chosen from a list of people eligible, which is basically people over 30 that own land and were men. So this is really not fair to anyone. You can come back to the Helots. How about the treatment of every other person in Athens besides men over 30? They had no rights. And they had no say in what happened in the government at all.
And the philosophers that were in Athens were not born in Athens. They immigrated to Athens later on in their life. For example, Aristotle.
And also, what? Could he... Like, what medicinal tactics still survive today from Athens. Cool. No, wait, is it medicinal? Is that a word? Medicinal?
Medicinal.
Medicinal tactics.
Medical.
Still used.
Medical.
Today,
medicinal has to do with the actual treatment of people with medicines. Medical has to do with it.
Medicine developed in Athens? No. Yeah. Medicine's been around since the beginning of time. Someone's hurt, you try to fix it. It's okay, you adapted it to your specific city, and it arguably has a small influence on modern medicine.
Oh, and also, how you said philosophy. If it wasn't for Athens, we would not be studying philosophy. I'm not sure it's true.
How so?
Yeah. Well, hey, we're getting
because
into,
you
we're
weren't
getting
the only people with philosophy.
I'm sure the Spartans were very philosophically advanced, and I'm sure the Helots had a sane government and had all these rights.
Then you'd be wrong.
And, well, yes, well, I don't know why, but it's what you seem to believe.
That's
and,
actually not what I said at all.
Yeah,
we
mentioned nothing about Helot rights. I don't think anyone I'm
arguing
well,
then
there's
because
we're
not.
I don't think we said that word.
We said,
we're
in
the
iPod.
Hush,
we're not done, right? We're not done.
I'm waiting.
We agree, but relativity to the Athenian culture, more Athenian citizens were mistreated than the Helots were mistreated.
Yeah, and you say your culture survived, that's only because we let it survive.
We carried the traditions.
That's a hypothetical question.
Okay. You don't know what
how
it survived. How did
we could have killed
you
all.
Spread if your civilization
we let them surrender. We could have just destroyed that.
Where?
After the Peloponnesian War.
All right. No, but you said you Athenians destroyed them all. Where?
No, they said they could destroy us all.
Okay.
But
I misheard.
So it's a hypothetical question because you don't actually know.
All right, points taken on both sides. I think now it's time.
Well, I got one more.
Well,
all right, you've
I'm
got
sure
one. Well, all right, then this is what you're going to do, Brendan, since we are approaching the end. Make your point. And since you are the Spartan closer, we'll let you go bridge directly into your close, and then we'll hear from the... very quickly.
Okay, so they were talking about the 500 people who were chosen from a list. They also had the ecclesia, which wasn't just those people.
Okay, that was just a younger group of the same thing.
Yeah,
but
still 500
but it wasn't
chosen.
It was everyone.
Yeah.
500 people
was
chosen.
It was
five.
Men over 18.
All right, points taken
and
on both sides.
And your five people were men over 18?
Right.
We're only the upper
exactly.
class.
The Athenians represented the beliefs and
how would they know?
Issues.
How do you know?
How would they know?
How
they're
know
the
that?
Same type of people that ours is. Only we have more, so there's more. There's
only yours failed.
It didn't fail.
How did ours fail?
You
no.
lost.
So
we
lost.
We lost in military.
Not
you guys
a
had. We admit it. You guys had a much stronger military than us. Good for you. That has nothing to do with our government.
This is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm hearing from Athens about Sparta. Military winners, cultural losers. Okay? From Sparta towards Athens, I hear, makes no difference if you're military losers. But it does raise the question of which type of achievement is more important. We're going to go directly into Brendan, his remark and his close.
The Helots were mostly not even people from Sparta. Originally, they were prisoners of war, so you can't say that we're treating our own people very badly. We're treating prisoners of war badly.
It was exaggerated that someone would walk into hell and stab them in the street. There was a reason for the deaths that were inflicted upon the Helots. If there was a Helot uprising, like you said, I'm sure a lot of the stuff you're reading about and using your defense is that the Helots were peaceful people who walked around and lived normal lives. It's not true. They fought against the Spartan rule, and that's why they were killed.
We lost, by the way.
All right, Brendan, you're close, please, sir.
You got to close now? All right.
Yeah, we're getting towards the end of the period, and then we'll hear from the Athenians.
Well, Sparta obviously had a much better army beat you in the Peloponnesian War, and then we were smart with our allies and did not completely backstab our allies, and our economy is based on agriculture, which will sustain much longer than economy based on based on trade, which can basically fall apart at any time if your alliances break up or the other people where you're getting your trade from something. A disaster happens in there, or they get into war with someone else. Our government was open to less corruption than the Athenian government. Alright, and
Tyler?
I know, we already played.
We're hearing the other side's closed now. Brendan, we're hearing the other side's closed now. Go ahead, Tyler. I mean, wait.
So basically, Athens was better than Sparta because Sparta only had an army and had almost no government compared to ours. You enslaved 90% of your population, which include the Helots, so even if they're prisoners of war, if they're in your city, they're your population. So enslaving 90% of them and killing them at will, treating them like farm equipment, was not as good as we treated our slaves. Also, we didn't bring this up, but the Spartans had iron money, iron currency, which you used, but didn't have any value in any other civilization and died out, because obviously we're still using paper money today. You used agriculture, and sure, that was good in short term, but what would happen if you had a drought or a flood or war that destroyed your farmlands? You wouldn't have anywhere to farm. Trade, you have a lot more communication, and it's more reliable because somebody's going to want to sell their food. Anybody basically can create a civilization where they enslave people by fear and invade other lands. It's been happening throughout time since earlier civilizations. Sparta was really primitive compared to Athens and its many accomplishments. You made no advancements besides military. Even though the Spartans did win the Peloponnesian War, in the end, they had no lasting effect on the world in culture. A trade. So Sparta was better because we were based on a trade economy, which is a lot.
Subconscious.
Athens was more better because it was on a trade economy, much more sophisticated.
Yo, guys.
We had better philosophy, including Sophocles, Aristotle. We were intellectually better. And also in the sciences and medicine, we had many advancements. We had theater, which also, we wouldn't have movies or plays today if Sophocles didn't have theater.
Oh, God.
There's so much what if in this. So
theater. Yay, theater.
Democracy. Athens created a democracy, which is the basis for many government systems today in the world. Even though it was corrupt, it was much better than having almost a monarchy. We had much more equality in our government than you did. We were ahead in the culture, and you might have been ahead in your army, but for a while we had the best navy in the world. So not only did we have culture, we had a little bit of military. The Olympics, they started out in Athens. We were resourceful and creative in bringing city-states together. When the Olympics were going, war had to be postponed to ensure the safe passage of the athletes through other city-states. We had a wider range of abilities because of all the free time we had to focus on the arts. And overall, Athens was a better civilization, not for its military achievements, but for its long-lasting effects on the world that have changed the way people live forever.
And we can't
thank you.
That?
No.
There's a sheet wave.
Definitely here's my evaluation. Here's my evaluation. All right.
That's a nice ass.
There were some sparks of brilliance from the Spartans. I'll have to concede that. But it's interesting. I think the Spartans could have scored points by pointing out during the Persian Wars who laid down their lives at Thermopylae and saved all Greece and bought Athens another time too.
That was going to be our
rebuttal. Well, you didn't bring it up, and that's a big point. All right, on the Athenian side, if you wanted to do the Persian Wars, nobody on the Athenian side brought up the question of who finished off the Persians once and for all. The Spartans could have said, if it weren't for Athenian rashness, the Persian Wars wouldn't have been provoked in the first place. I'm surprised the Spartans let the Athenians get away with creating the suggestion that the Olympic Games were held in Athens. The Athenians may have come up with the idea for the games, but the games weren't held there. They were held in a place called Olympia, which is one reason why they're called Olympics. But the Spartans let the Athenians get away with that. All right? So here's the point. While there were sparks of brilliance on the Spartan side, if you were talking about philosophy in Athens, it probably be far better to mention Socrates than Sophocles. They are two different people, after all. However, the Spartans didn't call anybody on it. The closing. The very fact there was a lot of note juggling while Brendan was trying to close speaks ill of coordination on the Spartan side. Wade's close was far more smoothly delivered and far more comprehensive.
All right.
So, if this were a contest, it's not to say that people were totally unprepared. That's not true. The level of enthusiasm was good on both sides. The fact that all of you had something to say and all of you participated was excellent. There's nobody who gets out of here with nothing. Nobody who gets out of here with nothing. But when it came to the moments that you were pressed, the Athenians responded in a far more organized way than the Spartans did, and if I were to make the judgment call, I would call this debate in favor of the Athenians. Now, tomorrow, though, maybe the Spartans can get their own back. You need to read the story of the cave from Plato, from the Republic, and we get into late Greek philosophy and the question of whether democracy is doomed coming up tomorrow. See you then. Nice job, Athena. My condolences, Spartans. You know who could have carried the argument for your side? You. But the point had the rest of the people on your team coordinated themselves better with what you were able to spot, your side would have taken it. Because you don't miss a trick.